taking entries until the meeting starts. For more information, call Susie at 318-256-4112.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemp Hill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app. The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views. If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Okay, you've tried everything to lose weight. You need to lose weight. You just can't do it. Let me give you some help. Brenda Willis, she's a nurse practitioner. She's right across from Whataburger in Leesville. In addition to being a nurse practitioner, she can provide evaluation and counseling for weight management, as well as semi-gluten and weekly injections, affordable prices, mailed directly to you. Check her out on Facebook or Instagram, Brenda Willis, FNP, for more information on how to book. Get your life back under control. Want to catch a movie this weekend or tonight? At Parkway Cinema in Natchitoches, Challengers, Unsung Hero, Abigail, Civil War. Go to Kitty in the Cinema and click on to Parkway Cinema. By the way, we've got with us Danny McCormick. On Tuesday, a legislator out of the Shreveport area, one of the most conservative and one of the best legislators we've got. Looking forward to visiting with Danny this coming Tuesday. With us today is Ryan Robinson of the Sin Law Report. You can always catch the Sin Law Report on Facebook and find out what's going on throughout the area. It's absolutely free. They provide everything from obituaries, arrest reports, to general good information. Ryan, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Ted. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your agenda this morning?
Well, you know, you're speaking of good information. The hot topic yesterday on our page was the first annual Bigfoot Festival that's coming to Natchitoches, and really surprised how that post took off. So you just don't never know every day what's going to cut through the noise, and yesterday was Bigfoot.
Bigfoot must really get around a lot because originally he was in Arkansas, then he was in Hornbeck, then he was in Fisher, now he's in Natchitoches.
It's really amazing. I think today we start with the national political environment, and if you believe in polls and believe in other things, the enthusiasm, President Trump is the front runner to be elected president if the election was held today. Now, we have to take into account all the upcoming court cases and those type of things, but I think if you are a betting man or woman, I think President Trump probably wins the election. You know, Ted, in our nation's history, there's only been one rematch between both men that have served one term as president, and that was 1892. That was Grover Cleveland versus Benjamin Harrison. And the one that was lost previously, he defeated the current president. So I think we're looking at a similar situation. They also had a third party candidate back in that race as well, and I think Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to pull just enough of support from Joe Biden to give President Trump the difference for the election.
But you see some polling that suggests Biden is kind of regaining some strength.
It's just really hard for me to believe that in the current state of our country. You know, Biden won the election basically by 43,000 votes. In 2020, he won the three swing states of Arizona, Georgia, and Wisconsin. So it was a close election the last time. And I think a lot of time it's about enthusiasm. It's about getting your base out. The most important issue, Ted, is just like everyone else, the inflation, the lack of border security, our economy. Those things are on the top of everybody's mind, and those three issues really trend in favor of President Trump. And, he really seems to be able to really cut through the noise. He's increasing his black support, Hispanic support, Asian support. You know, they have him at 18% African-American support.
Yeah, how much does all the court action hurt him?
You think it hurt him?
I'm asking you, how much do you think it hurts him? Or does it happen?
Up to this point, it has helped him. I think the ability of people to say some of these cases really don't look like crimes. They look more like political cases. And I think it's helped him up to this point. Now, Ted, I don't know what's going to happen between now and November. Does something come out that really hurts him in some of these other cases? But I think the case in New York, I think the case in Georgia are very, very, very light, to say the least. And I just, there's a lot of concern about how the court system has really become weaponized in the last couple of years, especially against conservatives. You see a lot of that across various courts, various levels. And at some point, the American people are saying, hey, this is not normal. Even the former Attorney General Bill Barr said earlier this week, he's not a big Trump fan, but he said he's going to support Trump by just based on how they are treating him through the court system. He said some of these cases are just outrageous.
Let's go to Louisiana. Governor Jeff Landry making a real effort to get more control over the state universities and most boards. He going to be successful?
I think he will be successful. I think the legislature is really, really behind him, and it's going to give him the opportunity to say, hey, you've been elected, we have been elected, let's really, really try to change the way Louisiana is run. Now, Ted, I have a little concern about putting so much control in one office, and it's not about Governor Jeff Landry, it's about the next governor after Governor Landry. So that is a concern, but I think at this point he has basically gotten everything he wanted out of the legislature, and I think that's what we kind of thought after the election cycle last fall.
What do you see the big issues he's going to win in this legislative session?
Well, I think right off the bat, in the special session, it was all about the crime and all about those type of things. I think he's going to win there. I think he's going to cut government to a certain point during this session. But I think the big win out of this session is going to be setting up the Constitutional Convention. We haven't had the last new constitutionalized, I think, in 1974, and they have put so many protections in there since then. It's really hard for when we're having a budget deficit to really cut anything. And basically, we have to cut health care and education because everything else is protected in the Constitution. You know, Ted, 40% of all the state general fund in Louisiana, I had an article last week, it's spent on education. You know, you always hear more money, more money, more money for education. And then when you see a number like that, you have to ask yourself, is money the issue when we're educating children and our grandchildren in the state of Louisiana? And I think that's a question that voters should ask every year, every 2 years, every 4 years. Is the model that we're using the correct model in this century? And I would argue it's not. Others would say it is. I'd be interested to hear what your thoughts are.
Okay, but if you go back and look at the state budget, so much of the state budget, education is a great example. Look at education. The majority of the money is spent on salaries, which is good. I don't have a problem with that. But on retirees, because you can retire pretty early as a school teacher or as a education person, and on insurance. And I'll give you an example. I did a little research because the local district attorney has got a bill to give free health insurance to all retired district attorney employees in Sabine Parish. It sounds like a great idea. You know, we're only talking about a couple. Well, back in 2012, they started that with the sheriff's office. And in 2012, maybe 2000, 13, somewhere in that area. They had four people on it, $29,000. You know, nice gesture, works good. Now, the 2023, it costs Sabine Parish $189,000 for free insurance for retired deputies with the sheriff's office. And we're talking about one agency. It's all over the state of Louisiana. Somewhere along the line, the legislators, I think, are going to have to say, we can't afford to give away everything in the state of Louisiana to everybody. Tell me where you disagree.
I don't disagree, but I did see that bill. I went to look, I looked at the physical note, and there's going to be no state general fund dollars from that district attorney. I also saw Wynn Parish DA it also was piggybacked onto that bill.
Okay, great answer. And plus, Wynn Parish only got in there because they couldn't get it passed through in Sabine Parish. But great answer. So it's no state money. Where's the money coming from? Is God sending it?
No, it's coming from the DA's office.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me stop you for a second. Let me stop you for a second.
Well, yeah, I know what you're saying.
The DA's office gets their money from, some comes from fines, but a lot of it comes from the tax that they passed, which was supposed to be for 10 years, ended up being for a lifetime. A lot comes from the police jury, so I'm going to ask you again, where does the money come from?
Well, tell you, we know where it comes from. It comes from the taxpayers.
Thank you.
But I was telling you, or I was pointing out that it's not state tax dollars, but I do agree with you that it does come from our pocket at the end of the day.
So the question you got to ask is, if you're a 32-year-old guy that's got a couple of kids, struggling to pay your car note, struggling to pay your mortgage note, does it make you feel better when you pay the additional amount for the health insurance that is not coming from the state, in fact, it's coming locally?
I have to be very careful, Ted, because if I get a ticket in Sabine Parish, I'd have to go to that DA and ask him to help me out. But generally speaking, I agree with you. I have a better example, Ted. State Representative Larry Bagley, the conservative that I was told he was, he has a bill, House Bill 89. He wants to grow government. He wants to add an assistant for register of voters for that department in parishes with the population below 30,000. I looked at it, Ted. It's very interesting in his district. There are three parishes that have less than 30,000 population: DeSoto Parish, Sabine Parish, and Wynn Parish. So that's three new government employees.
Yeah.
Now, this is the one you should get upset with.
I've got to go to commercial break, but that's what I'm talking about, Ryan. It's all over the state like this. We mentioned a couple, but throughout the state, supposedly these conservative legislators keep spending money. It never stops. We got to take a break. We'll be back. Let me tell you where to get a good investment on your money. That's Bass Heating and Cooling. They provide quality, hometown-friendly service. You can call them at 318-554-9884. Mention this ad. You get a 10% discount. Go to bassheatingandcooling.com. It's time to get your air conditioning checked out. Summer months going to be brutal again. Get it working right now. Call them today. Bass Heating and Cooling.
This is Jesus Bravo from Waukene, Texas. I'm a junior at Northwestern State University majoring in accounting. Accounting is a stable and rewarding career path that provides opportunities for growth. If you have an interest in accounting or finance, consider NSU as the next step in your educational journey. I hope you'll consider joining myself and others here at NSU for a great education and a pathway to a career. We have scholarship opportunities available. Contact us at nsu.la/visit to schedule a free tour. And as always, Forkum Demons.
Hey guys, this is Laura from Nichols. On May 3rd and 4th, we will be participating in Sale on the Trail. We are having a massive sidewalk sale, so come shop with us. We will have select men's, women's, and kids' clothes and shoes 40% off, plus a $10, $15, and $20 rack, and so much more. To top it off, we will be doing giveaways throughout both days and giving away free hot dogs. So come see us on May 3rd and 4th at Nichols in Manny for Sale on the Trail.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
Stop by Nichols when you're ready for that anniversary gift, birthday gift, want to redecorate your home. Need sporting items? They are a general merchandise store that provides everything your family needs. Nichols, Manny Winfield, Leesville, and Coshatta. I am so far behind on schedule, but I want to quickly try to catch up for the next break. What's next on the topic, Ryan?
Yeah, let me circle back and finish up with the conservative Larry Bagley. That bill.
Larry is a good friend of mine. Larry is not a conservative.
He's not. So the question is, he wants to add an assistant for register of voters offices for parishes under 30,000 in population. Well, that's 30 parishes in the state of Louisiana. That's going to cost the state of Louisiana taxpayers $1.2 million a year. Now, Ted, wouldn't that money be better spent on roads? Wouldn't it be nice to say, hey, we're going to spend another $1 million a year on roads in your community? And these are the things that really get me upset, because you have guys like Larry Bagley during the election that says he's a conservative, and then he turns right around and tries to grow government less than a year after his re-election. And so, you gave good examples, but I wanted to give you an example from a state standpoint. State tax dollars, growing state government, is really not the way to go to make our state a better place.
Well, I just saw a long list of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars that through this conservative legislator, same pork barrel things we've been getting all this time. I'm really disappointed we can't get rid of pork barrels. If you want to have a walking track in your community, pass a tax. Get investors. Stop asking if the rest of the state of Louisiana to pay for it. And it's a Christmas list, and I saw it's, I think, 20-something pages.
No, I saw that supplemental bill. One other thing with state government in Baton Rouge, I saw where our good friend Rodney Schermerhorn, he's really on top of things down there. He put a bill up that talks about liability for damages caused by livestock. Now, is that really something that our district, our community is really concerned about? Is that really where we want to spend our effort and time to really kind of make our place a better place to live, dealing with issues like that? And I just don't understand that mentality sometimes with bills like that, and how many people is it going to affect?
Well, there's so many bills introduced because someone asked a legislator to introduce a bill. It doesn't sound very controversial, so wham, bam, it's through there. At the end of the day, how do you see this taking place for the taxpayers of Louisiana? Do we lower taxes in this session? Do we spend less money? Do we make a better government, or do we more bureaucratic operations?
I think that comes in the next session, Ted, for this simple reason. Once they come back in the fall, they rewrite the Constitution, I think 2025 is really where you're going to see the Landry administration really put his fingers on the state budget and how we operate. And I'm hopeful, Ted, because once you unlock all those different funds where you have the ability to go in and reorganize government from a state constitution standpoint, it really opens up your ability to do some things differently that you have done in the last 30, 40 years. So I'm really hopeful in 2025 that we're going to see the change that we need to see as a state. Ted, if, you know, I could say, you know, you can usually say that, but I really think Governor Landry is pushing through this constitutional convention because he knows he needs to have that ability to really reorganize government and how it's funded and how we spend.
One of the concerns I have is you're already hearing, oh, we're going to have a $400 million deficit next year because the temporary sales tax will go off. Okay, we've been adding money through retirement programs, through insurance programs, through raises. We've been spending all this extra money with the understanding that the temporary sales tax is supposed to go away. If the temporary sales tax does not go away, I don't see any legislator could in good conscience stay in office.
Now, Ted, you bring up a good point. I think that's what rewriting the Constitution is going to allow the Landry administration.
They don't need to rewrite the Constitution to get rid of the temporary sales tax. They can do that today with one vote.
No, I'm talking about that the revenue that we were supposedly going to lose from that temporary sales tax. Instead of cutting education and health care, they're going to be able to cut 1% across state government. So they were spread out the $400 million in cuts, but it's not going to affect one or two agencies.
But they could get rid of the temporary sales tax, just getting rid of all the supplemental giveaway programs.
Well, they could, Ted, but how would they get reelected in 3 years?
Well, that certainly explains everything. Ryan Robertson is with us this morning on Open Line. Be back in a moment. Registration is open for Art Camp at Northwestern State University. Going to be two sessions for children, Robots Everywhere and Pirates and Sea Creatures for children age 5 to 11, and Advanced Projects for teens for 12 to 18. It's going to be June the 3rd through the 7th at Northwestern State University, providing excellence in education.
Faithfest! Yes, Faithfest is back, and everyone liked that because it's free. Bands, vendors, arts and crafts,
Lions Club pancake breakfast,
gospel singing, and lots more.
Bring your lawn chairs. Just come and relax, enjoy yourself, and there's lots of action.
Don't forget, Mayfest is on May 3rd and 4th. Starting Friday, 4 p.m. to 10:30. This is sponsored by the Burnham Parish Tourism. Come enjoy yourself!
The Jamaican Spot offers fresh and delicious food with an authentic taste of the Caribbean island. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1507 South 5th Street in Leesville, the Jamaican Spot has great food like oxtail, jerk chicken, plantains, pork, goat, and more true Jamaican flavors. To see more of the menu, you can visit thejamaicanspot.org or you can call 337-404-1431. The Jamaican Spot is open 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. most days and noon to 8 p.m. on Saturday. The Jamaican Spot, bringing Jamaica to Louisiana.
Failing to service mechanical equipment can be very costly. We know vehicles require regular oil changes in order to remain reliable. The same is true for your fixed mechanical equipment like air conditioners and generators. My friends at Walter Sheet Metal have a service called Planned Maintenance that schedules your service and lets a professional care for your units. This discounted service leaves all the details to Walters. Give him a call at 337-239-4579 and ask about a planned service agreement that's right for you. Walter Sheet Metal, an employee-owned company.
West Central Wholesale has fast, friendly service and quality products. Paper products, commercial janitorial supplies, and coffee service is just a small example of all we have to offer. Come check out our office supplies, party supplies, and more. We're located at 950 North 6th Street in Leesville. Give us a call at 337-239-6511. That's West Central Wholesale in Leesville.
Offering free delivery to businesses in Vernon, Beauregard, and Sabine parishes.
Don't miss the Louisiana Doll Festival, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., Saturday, April 20th, in historic downtown DeRidder, where you'll experience the beauty and marvel at the delicate wonder and rich stories of dolls throughout history. You can always tour the Beauregard Tourist Commission's free Lois Lofton Doll Museum year-round, but Saturday, April 20th, there'll be boutiques, home decor, food vendors, a kid's tent, and more. To become a vendor, call 337-396-6048 or email louisianadollfest@gmail.com. This message brought to you by the Beauregard Tourist Commission.
Natchitoches Wood Preserving and Company with Lumberock Premium Docking handles all of your deck, dock, rail, or porch needs. Lumberock Wood is a specially made synthetic dimensional lumber made from plastic and natural fill material. The game of Lumberock lumber is strength and durability, two traits that Natchitoches Wood Preserving swears by. Their synthetic lumber is tough, waterproof, high performance, easy to install, and it requires minimum maintenance. Natchitoches Wood Preserving will provide you with an aesthetic lumber that comes in a wide array of colors and will last you a lifetime. Look for yourself at the Wonders of Lumberock at 8236 Highway 1 in Natchitoches or call 318-357-0380.
If you're ready to get your eye exam taken care of, I highly recommend Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. Now, wherever you're listening to this program, they got a location close to you. 14 in total. Leesville, Winnacush, Winfield, Alexandria, just to mention a few. The phone number to call to set up an appointment, 318-487-2020, or go to laeyeandlaser.com. Ryan Robertson with the Sinlaw Report is with us this morning. Ryan, we're down to 3 minutes.
Well, I just wanted to mention the race in Natchitoches for mayor and the amount of mudslinging that I have seen online in the last couple of weeks really puts a smile on my face. I really love that type of campaigning. And I went back and looked at some of the numbers from the March 23rd primary, and the three Democrats received 1,911 votes, former Mayor Posey, 1,873. So based on the numbers, based on how many folks are going to turn out? It's a close election, but I'm gonna say the current mayor is going to get reelected by a close race.
Doesn't this get down to who goes and votes?
Who goes and votes, or who's motivated to go to the polls? And I just think it's going to be a fascinating race. I noticed during the primary that Joe Biden received more votes than President Trump in Natchitoches.
Not surprising.
Natchitoches is really trending from a to a Democratic-controlled community, which is, there's nothing wrong with it, but it really doesn't bode well.
But I think it's always been that way. And here's the question on the mayor's race. Is this going to be a black-and-white issue, or is this going to be a financial issue, or is it be a combination of both? I think that determines the election.
Oh, I totally agree with that. Hey, Ted, before I forget, I wanted to give a congratulations to former Speaker Joe Salker. I saw earlier this week, or was it last week, that they had a proclamation for him, and they really honored him on the House floor in Baton Rouge. I'm going to tell you, there's no better advocate for Sabine Parish than former House Speaker Joe Salker. He was a true gentleman when he was in Baton Rouge. And when I was there, he was really widely respected, and no better person to be recognized than the former Speaker.
I agree completely. What a great guy Joe is, and he's had some medical issues and is doing well now. We wish him the best in life and retirement, and I know he'll always be highly involved in political issues and taking care of the people, even though he's not in office anymore.
Absolutely. And one thing I'm keeping an eye on, I'm getting a lot of emails about the water sales from Toledo Bend to Texas. I had heard that it was going to be on the agenda today, but then it's not. That's something to keep an eye on. Are they residents of Toledo Bend are going to really rise up and say, do not sell our water to an out-of-state city or organization.
Yeah, see, I'm big time in favor of doing that because they could use a lot less water to sell than generation, make a ton of money, improve the lake. The biggest problem is the lack of knowledge by people who are opposed to it because they really haven't checked into it.
Chad, how does it improve the lake when you lower the lake level?
Well, the amount of water they're going to be taking out for water sales is minimal compared to water taken out for generation. And they keep the water level. As I understand correctly, water sales will cut off at a certain point if you get to a certain point in the lake. And the amount of money you generate from water sales is so much higher than off of generation. I just think that the people that are so much against it are working out of fear and not working out of knowledge. Hey, Hate to do it, but I'm out of time. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Have a good day. Talk to you soon.
When are you?